soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on March 20th, 2015. Today I'm going to talk about the eclipsing of the sun. That is, the eclipsing of the S-O-N. What is an eclipse? And I'm talking, ladies and gentlemen, the danger of this is far more than a moon or a planet passing in front of the sun, or one celestial body of the heavens passing in front of another that it obstructs the light and we see a eclipse of natural forces. I'm talking about spiritual ramifications of having anything, anyone of any kind, of any nature, of any type, anything that obstructs the light of Jesus Christ, because he is the light of the world. He is the master. He is the Lord. He's the master of the house. He's the chief apostle. He is the prophet. He is the prince of life, the author of life, the author and perfecter of our faith. I could go on and on and on, because the Lord Jesus Christ is our all in all. It's either Jesus Christ that is your passion, that is the focus of all that you strive for, or you'll settle for almost anything. And that's the point. Here we are in these last days, as the things that the Lord has warned us about, the prophets, the apostles, all the things written are coming about in our day. And Jesus said that the last days would be as a snare that will come upon them that on the face of the whole earth. A snare. A snare is a trap. If you were seeking the Lord, you would never be caught in a snare. If you were seeking him, abiding in him, knowing his voice, having him as your all in all, studying the scriptures, abiding in him, you would never fall for any type of snare or trap. You'd see it. We're going to talk about that, because people are making choices today, whether they're going to be satisfied with religion or just their own self-life, or are they going to lay down their life, pick up their cross, deny themselves, and follow Jesus. That's where you're going to find fullness of life, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the eclipsing of the sun. It just so happens that tonight, as we enter into spring, which is solar related, it's based on the sun, S-U-N, we're coming into a new season, spring. And there just so happens to be an event in the heavens tonight where the moon is passing in front of the sun. And if you looked at a picture, which I did, you see the aura of the sun, or the corona of the sun, the light emanating, where the moon does not quite obstruct all of the sun. But you know, as an analogy, there are people that will say they are Christians or ministries that will eclipse Jesus. That's right. What Jesus was teaching his disciples, he trained them for 3.5 years. He taught them. Think about that. That's quite a mentor to have Jesus teaching you, to sit at his feet. Like John would say, we beheld him. John said it 5 different ways, I believe. That he beheld Jesus, looked upon Jesus, saw Jesus, watched Jesus, ate with him, touched him, our hands have handled, very acquainted with Jesus, and Jesus taught him. But what Jesus taught his disciples in Matthew chapters 23, 8 through 10, he said, let no man call you rabbi, rabbi, for one is your master, and you are all brethren. See, what Jesus is teaching is that when you put a person in a title and you put them in a position of exalted status, a position on a plateau over you, you're making them a master. This is quite the case in the Orient, in the martial arts. The teacher or the sensei is the master, and people bow. This is what Jesus said it will not be so among you. Don't let people call you Rabbi, Rabbi. Rabbi, Rabbi is just a teacher. But don't let people be calling you that. Don't let have people elevating you. Because why? Only one belongs in that place, and that's Jesus. Then Jesus went on and said, don't let anyone call you, don't call anyone Father, for one is your Father, even the Heavenly Father. He also said, don't call anyone Master, for one is your Master, even Christ. That's Matthew 23, verse 10. He went on and said, he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither endure those that are entering to go in. Jesus completely nailed what this religious system. This is the way it works. They eclipse the Lord. They use the things of God, but they want people to follow them. And Jesus identified all the vanities of loving to the praise of man, to be seen by men, to appear spiritual, to have special clothing, all this on and on and on and on. But they don't know the Lord. But Jesus said, don't do it. He also explained that the Gentiles exercise authority over the people and dominion upon the people, but it shall not be so among you. Again, he's teaching that the kingdom of God is governed by certain principles, but the religious world or church world or rabbinic world is governed by other principles of the world. We have to make a decision. This is Matthew 20, verse 25. But Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. Who? His disciples. Those that are in the kingdom of God. Those that are submitting to the king, where God has his rulership and reign today. It's in you. It's not here, there. It's not in a religious system here, there, or on a church corner. It's in those that are submitting to his lordship, that are following him. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. See, we just read about the great ones that dominate over people, but they will be abased. But those that abase themselves will be exalted. Works completely different in the kingdom of God. Whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Praise the Lord. That's the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus came as a lamb without blemish, without sin. He's unleavened, without any imperfection or impurity. Completely led by God the Father to glorify God the Father, to speak as the Father directed. That's the example of Jesus. But he sold you. This is not the way his kingdom will operate. But what do we have today? We have men that completely violate the words of Jesus. And they're going to say they're disciples. And they're going to say they're elders. Elders of who? Elders of what? Because the kingdom of heaven is not of the kingdom of this world. Matthew 23, 8 through 10. Let's read it again. But be ye not called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all you are brethren. Do you see the dynamic? We don't have lords over the flock. Yes, we have elders, but they're servants. They're like Jesus, and they move in that dominion. They move in that domain. They move in that sphere, that manner. They don't eclipse Jesus. We only have one master. We only have one Lord. We only have one shepherd. Let's go read Ezekiel chapter 34. This is the way God said it would be in Ezekiel 34. And this is the Old Testament before Jesus even came. And God was displeased with the shepherds at the time. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat, you clothe you with the wool, you kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. There's that dominion over. Verse 5, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus talked about wolves that would come wearing sheep's clothing. It disturbed the Lord, but it's a fact. The Apostle Paul confirms the same thing in Acts chapter 20, that after his departure, he was quite aware that wolves would come in, not sparing the flock, and that men would come making disciples after themselves. Hey, come follow me. And they would rip the people off with money. They'd monetize it. And they would teach perverse teachings. Not all the counsel of God, not the full counsel of God, but tangential messages. Then people would select these false teachers according to their lust. So that was the vulnerability. They opened themselves up to that. But hear this. God has always been displeased when his innocent ones, his sheep, are handled harshly, have dominion over them by tyrants, by men that are self-seeking, self-motivated, building up their kingdom. And this is the way it's always been. This is the way it is today in the church world. Regardless of what denomination, schism, sect, division you are talking about. Christ's body is not divided. It's not of Apostle Paul or Peter or Cephas or some other apostle. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that has shed his own blood and bought us in his own blood. And we are his flock. He's our shepherd. Our eyes are to be on him. We are to come unto him. We are to seek him. We are to learn of him. And as we do that, yes, he is, as our good shepherd, will know our name, we know his voice, and we will follow him. He has ministries that are obeying him and walking like him and are not as princes of the Gentiles setting up a business over the people, dominion, and abusing them and eating them as food. Ezekiel 34:11, we're going to continue. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. Isn't that what Jesus came to do? To seek that which was lost? Doesn't he leave the 99 to find the lost sheep? As a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all the places where they have scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Now, this is interesting. I believe this is an act of God that is going to happen now. I believe people are choosing whether they're going to follow Jesus Christ, the chief shepherd and bishop of their soul. Are they going to return unto him? Are they going to follow men? Are they going to follow men that have made merchandise of them? Are they going to follow men that act as corporate CEOs? Or will they follow the shepherd? Because the Lord's going to deliver his innocent sheep that know his voice. Let's read this. Because in the dark and cloudy day, are we coming into cloudy and dark days? Yes, we are. Great days of darkness, but the Lord will be our light. Isaiah 60. Let's read from verse 13. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what church means. Ecclesia is called out. I will bring them out from the people. That's what the true assembly of the Lord. In every city, God has ordained his people. He has a flock. They're not named this name, that name, but they're a holy people. They're a house of prayer. I will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away, and I will bind up that which was broken. I will strengthen that which was sick, but I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. I say, O ministries, O those of you that use the things of God and have monetized it, made a business, and you're lording over the people of God. Like Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:11, a trained Pharisee that met Jesus Christ and left it all and let the Lord teach him, and he renewed all of his manners and manner of ways of living and served the Lord in a pleasing manner. He chucked it all. Ladies and gentlemen, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seems it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures? And to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet? Listen very closely here. And as for my flock, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet. Do you see what happens here? We have the fountain of living waters where men can come unto him and drink of the waters. Like Jesus told the woman at the Samaritan well, the Samaritan woman at the well. He asked for water. He was pulling her out to communicate. And she said that he that drinks of this water will thirst again, but the water that I give, they'll never thirst again. She goes, give me some of that water. You can come to Jesus. He'll give you the fountain of living water, but people for the most part say, no, we'll be like Israel. We'll just make a cistern, a broken cistern that really can't even contain water. We'll just set up a pastor, not you, Jesus. We'll set up a man over us, and he walks and treads through the waters and defiles those waters, and you'll drink it. And he'll give you something that he's stepped on and give it to you to eat. When you can go to the Lord and eat the hidden manna, when you can eat the unleavened bread, Ezekiel 34:20. Therefore, thus says the Lord God unto them, behold, even I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because you have thrust with side and with shoulder and pushed all the disease with their horns till you have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock. That's what the Lord's going to do. He has people he loves that love him, and they will choose him over any pastor, master, or any other name that you exalted men have made yourselves to be. They will choose the Lord Jesus Christ that has pierced hands and a pierced side and pierced feet, because he was bruised for our iniquities and he was wounded for our transgressions. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by those wounds we were healed. That's our Lord. That's our shepherd. We love him. I will set up one shepherd over them. Praise the Lord. This is in the Old Testament, and it's coming to pass now. It's been made provision through Jesus. I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, Jesus proceeds from the line of David. He is the son of David, according to the flesh. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. Read John 10. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Is that awesome? That's the way it's to be. We're not to be eaten by gluttonous men whose God is their belly, who are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, who glory in their shame, who boast of things that are an abomination to the Lord, who have corrupted eyes. They cannot judge. They cannot see. They're blind guides leading the blind, and both will fall into the ditch. People are making a decision praise the Lord, God's going to deliver his little flock from these men, from these religious systems. Luke 13:22. When Jesus went through the cities and the villages teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem, then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in your presence, and you have taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. Very heavy, ladies and gentlemen. Weeping. There's people that did good works, great works, cast out demons and prophesied in the same pronunciation as unto them. Jesus said, it's not those that say, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. How important is it for you to know your Father? How important is it that you know your Master, Jesus? You cannot have more than one Master. You cannot have one exalted Lord other than the Lord. You cannot have an eclipsing of the Son of God, because you will not have light. This is another text in the scriptures of Jesus. Luke 11:33 and following. No man, when he has lighted a candle, puts it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. Now listen. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is single or sound or whole, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, or the word corrupt, your body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you be not darkness. If your whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle does give you light. Ladies and gentlemen, you must know the gospel. That God did send his Son, because he loved you, to die for your sins, to bear your sins in his own body. And according to scriptures, he died and was buried for 3 days. And after 3 days, according to the scriptures, he was raised from the dead. And whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord and believes in Jesus Christ shall be saved. That's the gospel. Here is a warning. That you are to take heed about your eye. It's your cognitive recesses, your judgment facilities, to perceive, having eyes, but to perceive, to hear and to understand. It's with your heart. Beware of the leaven that will leaven and corrupt your entire being. Beware of the darkness sitting under men that are defiled and teaching perverse, slanted, or about-face gospels and darken you. Take heed, beware. Take heed that the light which is in you be not darkness. The Lord has not called you into darkness, he's called you into light. And in thy light, Lord, we shall have light. We need to see with the eye of the Lord. The Lord said, be not as a mule or as a donkey that has no understanding, that must be bridled with bit, lest it come near unto you. Hearken to my voice, listen to what I'm saying. I will lead you, I will heal you, I will deliver you, I will be your wisdom, I will be your redemption, I will be your sanctification, I will be your life, I will be everything you need. But you cannot have another in front of me. No idol, no person, no lust, no thing of the flesh, nothing of the world can stand before you and your master, the shepherd, Jesus Christ.